Let us read together from the Holy Word of God. It is on the second page of your hymn sheets. You'll find it in Matthew chapter 16, and we'll just read the first 17 verses. Matthew chapter 16, and from verse 1. The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came, and tempting, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, When it is evening, ye say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed. And when his disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Then Jesus said unto them, Take heed, and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, It is because we have taken no bread. Which, when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves, because ye have brought no bread? Do ye not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000, and how many baskets ye took up, neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000, and how many baskets ye took up? How is it that ye do not understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Thus far the reading of God's holy word. The word that I desire to speak to you on is that found in verse 6, the first part of that verse. Then Jesus said unto them, Take heed. Now he goes on and specifically says in this context what they are to take heed of, and that is, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And the disciples at first, they thought that he was referring to the fact that they had forgotten to take bread. How easy it is when a minister starts to preach or to bring the word before you, if there's something that is on your mind, perhaps a guilty conscience, or perhaps there's something that you've omitted to do, and especially if you think that that minister does know something about your lives, to put a wrong construction upon what he is actually saying and miss the whole teaching. And that's what the disciples were going to do here. They were more thinking about their lack and their forgetting to take bread than thinking the Lord is bringing a teaching here regarding doctrine. Here are the religious leaders, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, with their doctrines contrary to the doctrines of the gospel. It was a doctrine of works, a doctrine of seeking the salvation and the favour of God through their own deeds and works. And he's warning the disciples to take heed of their doctrine. And how we do need to really take heed of the teaching of those that come. We think of the Bereans, who even tested what the Apostle Paul brought before them by the word of God. And the Lord's warning here to take heed is never more necessary. And as we go on, we may have been blessed many years ago, and many of you dear friends have been, but a great blessing to endure unto the end, holding fast to the doctrine that you have received at the first and been blessed with, and the doctrine of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, and the blessed gospel, the precious truth that had been revealed to Simon. Flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And what was that which was revealed? Simon, he says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And so our Lord here is bidding them to take heed, and may that warning be given to us as well. Take heed regarding doctrine, regarding teaching. What does heed mean? It means to pay attention to, or careful attention to, take notice. When my mind was drawn to this word here of our Lord, I thought, how many times in the Gospels is it recorded that the Lord has specifically said to his disciples to take heed? And what are those things that he has chosen to highlight that we should pay careful attention to and take heed unto? And I want to, with the Lord's help, bring some of these before you this morning. And this that would follow, then Jesus said unto them, take heed. And all of these points I bring before you is where the Lord added different things that we are to take heed to. And it is a privilege, if we are a disciple, a follower of the Lord, that we listen to what the Lord has to say and what areas he really highlights as to pay attention to, especially as we draw near our journey's end. We don't want to make shipwreck as we enter into port. We want to be kept right unto the end. Well, the first thing I'll bring before you is a series of three texts where the Lord specifically says, but take heed to yourselves. So instead of looking at adversaries, enemies, scribes, Pharisees, or whatever it is, he directs to ourselves. Take heed to ourselves. And there's three things that he specifically adds on to when he says, take heed to yourselves. The first one is in Mark, and that is where he says to take heed to yourselves, is verse 9 in chapter 13, for they shall deliver you up to councils and to synagogues. You shall be beaten, you shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. You might say, well, how does that apply to us? But the Lord is warning the people of God of things that are coming, things of persecution and of trials, of difficult things, things of which some, and we're thinking of the parable of the sower, because of those things they were offended and they fell away. How often the Lord reminded his people that in him they had peace, in the world you shall have tribulation. And so this, take heed to yourselves, is having a right attitude, a right thought, that we are in the world, and as bearing a true witness, we are liable to suffer for it. We are liable to, he says, even here, to be beaten and to be brought before rulers and kings. It's a blessed thing if the Lord should choose us to be a testimony of his grace, and that we're not to be ashamed of those things that may come upon us. So that's the first thing. Take heed yourselves when we shall suffer for the word of God and for the testimony that we bear. The second thing is in Luke chapter 17, verses 3 and 4. He says, take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. How vital it is that where there is a rebuking and where there is a repenting, especially, that he is forgiven. And he goes on, he says, if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. You know, for the peace of our homes, our churches, your home there at Millwood, how needful to heed this warning. There's none of us that will not trespass or do something against a brother in some way or other. A blessed thing to repent, but also so needful that where that repentance is, where that sorrow is expressed, that it be accepted, it be received. And it's so necessary then for the peace of our gatherings. So that's the second one. The third is, take heed yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting, that is, overeating, and drunkenness, and cares of this life, so that day come upon you unawares. And again, you might say, well, in our situation in the home, how does that really concern us? Well, years ago, a dear friend, a sister in a home in Australia that I love, she was a member with me at Melbourne, she had many times of affliction, and I went into the home. We used to have lovely times of fellowship, communion in the things of God. And then there came a time that she took up with knitting. And whenever I came in, instead of reading, instead of having fellowship, she was so busy doing her hobbies. And I thought, now this is not good spiritually. Then I thought, well, she does need to be able to do something. And so I didn't say anything. And then she went ill again. And she came to me one time and I came in and she said, Roland, she said, the Lord gave me wonderful health. And she said, all I used it on was all of these temporal things, and I neglected the word and reading and fellowship, and it went through as arrows through me. I could see it, yet didn't speak of it. And I bring it before you, not that you shouldn't have those things to occupy your time in the home, but when they take the place of fellowship, the place of worship, the place of the Lord, then it is the cares of this life, all of those things that we're doing, and that day comes and takes us unawares. So whatever it is that may be drawing your mind and affections away from the Lord, this word applies in that way. Take heed to yourselves, and that you don't miss that communion and fellowship in that way. So there are those three things. But then the Lord is pleased to speak another seven things. I'm not sure whether I've got time, but I just mention them before you. Seven other occasions. In Matthew, he says in chapter 6 and verse 1 to 4, take heed that ye do not your alms before men. There were those that had a religion that they wanted to be seen of men. The Lord warned on that. Your religion, your acceptance before God is not to be paraded before men to receive the praise of men, but to have that from the Lord only. It's a test of where our real assurance and witness comes, and how much we're looking to our works and how much we're leaning upon the grace of the Lord. The second is to not despise the Lord's little ones. Matthew chapter 18, verses 10 to 11. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones. He'd been speaking of children, but there's the little ones in Zion as well. The little faiths. Those that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Is to take heed that we don't despise, that we don't look down upon those little faiths, those precious souls that are the Lord's. The third thing is that no man deceives us. The Lord was speaking of the signs of his coming, when he should come at the end of the world. And the Lord answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. A warning from the Lord that we be not deceived. May we be much in prayer, much in the word of God, that we be not deceived. The fourth thing is, take heed what we hear. In Mark chapter 4, verses 23-25, we read, and he said unto them, take heed what ye hear. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. Each time we hear, when we hear the word this morning, we take heed to that, what we hear. And, you know, one that doesn't take any attention to it at all will not receive any benefit from it. Those that do take heed and do hearken will receive a benefit in proportion to how much they take heed to the word that is spoken to them. It's a great privilege to sit under the sound of the truth, and many of you have done for all many years of your life, and have known the preciousness of the word. And may there be those times now of reaping that which you've heard in years gone by, coming back by the Spirit to your remembrance. The fifth is to take heed to watch and pray. Again, it is in the context of the end of the world and of the Lord coming. He says, take heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. How we need to take heed in that. How easy it is to let prayer drop and to let watchfulness drop. Well, this is a word from the lips of our Lord himself. Take heed and watch and pray. The sixth is to beware of covetousness. The context here in Luke chapter 12, verses 13 to 15, was when one spoke to the Lord to divide an inheritance with him. Often thought over the years, wherever there is an inheritance, it is because someone has died. Someone has left all that they've had, and that's being divided. What a reminder. And yet we find so many will fight over it or be covetous over it. You say it's natural that we should. We need the things here below. But it's in this context that the Lord says, man, who made me a judge or divider over you? He said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness. A man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. Sometimes it can be something small, but we still covet it. We still want it. We still go after it, as if we were to live here all the time. And the Lord followed this take heed with the parable of the rich man, with his barns full, and that he'd take his ease and eat and have a good time. The Lord said, therefore this night thy soul shall be required of thee. And so may we listen to the Lord in this respect as well. Take heed and beware of covetousness. The last one is that the light that is in us be not darkness. All that make a profession really have a light, and that which we trust the Lord has put in us is an understanding of the gospel and of the Lord Jesus Christ, that is a light, and the grace of God is an unctuous light to all that is right, a bar to all that is wrong. And he says, take heed therefore that the light which is in thee be not darkness. What a solemn thing to have a profession that we have the light and yet actually walk in darkness. The Lord warns on this. He says, no man, when he hath lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. Well, the word from the Lord this morning is a solemn word, really, but a needful word, a word from the Lord that we should pay attention and take heed in these instances that he has chosen to speak and to have recorded in the inspired word of God. Jesus said unto them, take heed. May the Lord add his blessing. Amen.